This is the Business English Certificate, Vantage 2. Listening Test 3. Part 1. Questions 1 to 12. You will hear three telephone conversations or messages. Write one or two words or a number in the numbered spaces on the notes or forms below. After you have listened once, replay each recording. Conversation 1. Questions 1 to 4. Look at the form below. You will hear a conversation between two salespeople at BAS, a software company. You have 15 seconds to read through the form. Now listen and fill in the spaces.
Hi, Janet. This is Alan. I've just had an interesting conversation with a man from Electrolin. It should really be followed up with a visit or something, but I'm on holiday from tomorrow, so could you do it for me?
Sure. Is he interested in the accountancy package?
I wish he were. For the time being, he's only asking about a customer database. Something to keep a record of contacts and action taken.
Okay. Who's the contact person? Is it the sales manager?
Not this time. It's the new communications director, Steve McCormack.
Okay. The first thing they'll want to do is look at it, so I'll give him a ring and suggest he comes here for a product demonstration.
That's a good idea. Can you arrange it before I get back?
I should think so. How urgent is it? Should I contact him immediately?
I wouldn't say it's top priority. More like medium, I'd say. Get in touch with him when you've got time. Anyway, thanks. Bye for now. I'll talk to you again soon.
Now listen to the recording again. Conversation 2. Questions 5 to 8. Look at the notes below. You will hear a sales representative phoning a colleague at head office. You have 15 seconds to read through the notes. Now listen and fill in the spaces.
Whiteway Cycles, Phil Moore, sales.
Hello, Phil. It's me, Sandra.
Hi, Sandra. What can I do for you?
We've just got the sales literature for the Paris trade show next week, and there's some problems. Can you get it sorted out for me?
Go ahead.
First of all, we need some more catalogues for racing wear. There's a lot of interest in it, especially the shorts and shoes.
Okay. 30 enough?
That should do it. And you know the little pull-out leaflet for the new children's cycles? Well, there's a mistake on the third page. The specifications for the wheels are wrong.
Oh, that's bad. We'll change that and get you new copies by the weekend. Anything else?
Yes, the touring cycles, the lightweight ones. I can't find any price lists for them. Please ask if they've been sent out.
Okay. And are you all right for order forms?
No. Thanks for reminding me. We're short of forms for spare parts. Could you send us some more?
Right. Got that.
That's it then. Thanks, Phil.
Now listen to the recording again. Conversation 3. Questions 9 to 12. Look at the form below. You will hear a customer telephoning a company about a delivery. You have 15 seconds to read through the form. Now listen and fill in the spaces.
Hello, APT Office Equipment.
Hello, this is John Raymond from Planet Design Shops. I'm calling about our order for a security camera. It's being dispatched tomorrow and the driver will need delivery instructions.
Okay.
Address first. The order confirmation gave the retail park as the delivery address, but your invoice has our central branch.
Oh.
That's not where we want it to be delivered. The confirmation was right.
Okay.
Now, parking. The spaces opposite the shop are for disabled drivers only, so your driver should use the loading area while he sets up the equipment.
I've got that.
We'll have payment ready for you.
That's fine, thanks. I'll make out a receipt for the driver to give you when he makes the delivery. Will you be paying by check?
Yes.
And you have something for the driver to collect, I understand.
Yes, we've come to the end of the rental period on our photocopier. We've bought a new model, so the old one's to be returned.
Right. The driver will call you tomorrow with a definite time.
Now listen to the recording again. That is the end of part one. You now have 20 seconds to check your answers.